Heavy snow and rain has been falling in northern Afghanistan over the last few days. That is good news on one hand. Afghanistan's three-year drought has left many people malnourished, and the rain is badly needed for the winter wheat crop. But the harsh weather makes delivering food aid to remote areas much more difficult. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports now from the mountain village of Kishinday in northern Afghanistan.
There's a bone-chilling snowstorm in Kishinday on this day, but a muddy lot in the middle of the village is teeming with several hundred local men. The mood is one of anticipation. Those in the crowd are jostling for position near three Red Cross aid delivery trucks. This emergency shipment is the first food to arrive here for as long as anyone can remember. One of those waiting is Kari Mamat, a bearded old farmer whose crops have fallen victim to drought for the last 3 years. Kari Mamat slowly pulls something out of his pocket. It's hard and crumbly and looks a little like dried out cornbread. But this bread has a greenish color. That's because it's made partially from grass.
Look at this. This is just about all we eat. We've been eating grass up here for months now. The women folk mix it with a little flour and bake it into this kind of bread.
Kari Mamat stuffs a bit of the grass bread into his mouth and chews on it with his single visible tooth. At the same time, a Red Cross worker armed with a megaphone fends off the surging crowd by ordering everyone to sit down in the mud. The men are then allowed to approach in groups of four. Kari Mamat produces a yellow slip of paper and his hand is inked with a magic marker. Then he and several other men amble off with sacks of flour, peas, and metal tins of vegetable shortening. Kari Mamat and the others here are definitely poor, but they are relatively lucky. Red Cross officials aim to get food to 70% of the families around Kishinday, one of the most destitute areas in all of Afghanistan. Yet some people, like Abdul Haq, a tiny old man blinded by the thick cataracts obscuring his eyes, come away empty-handed.
I came late the day they registered people for the food. We couldn't get one of the slips of paper we need for food, and now we have to go home without anything. I want to complain to someone, but I don't know who to go to. They're giving other people help, but I'm just as poor as they are.
Abdul Haq is thin as a rail. His gray Afghan shawl is far too flimsy for the frigid weather. As he shivers and leans on a stick, he cocks his face skyward. Large snowflakes fall into his half-open mouth. Maybe Allah is the only one who can help me, he says. Identifying who needs help the most in a country as poor as Afghanistan is a major issue. At first, the UN and private aid groups targeted internally displaced persons, or IDPs, people turned into refugees by war or drought. Yet many people are so desperate that they abandon their homes for refugee camps in hopes of getting on food aid lists. Roberto Sarno is the Red Cross official running the emergency effort today. He says getting help to everyone who needs it is next to impossible.
This is what happened to everybody, everywhere. But I have no doubt, I'm sure that some of them, they are not in the list. You must not be naive, you cannot cover 100 person. I think 70% is quite a huge number for a region like this.
And Kishinday lies in an incredibly rugged region. Though it's only 60 miles from northern Afghanistan's biggest city of Mazar-i-Sharif, it takes 6 hours to drive here along a steep, rutted track. But at least Kishinday is on a road. Trails up the snowy mountain slopes from here lead to dozens of villages accessible only on foot or by 15-hour donkey rides. Sarno says he's not surprised by reports of hungry people and malnutrition-related deaths. He says it may be impossible for aid agencies to reach some of the most remote villages.
If they're eating grass here, you can imagine that it's not only in one place. Huh? The more we're going in the winter, the more problems we will have. I mean, because this will be a big problem if it's going to rain like this, I mean, or to snow for some weeks. I have big doubts to come here on a regular basis or to go further. It's going to take time, so we'll have to think about other solutions.
Sarno says the Red Cross is even working with local village elders to try and arrange donkey caravans to ferry food to the most isolated areas. Some point out that as dire as the situation is, it might have been worse. Groups like Belgium-based Doctors Without Borders say they've been sounding warnings about an impending humanitarian disaster in northern Afghanistan for 2 years. They say their pleas largely fell on deaf ears. until America's war against the Taliban. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kishinday, Afghanistan.